I'm Abigail Beckman with 91.5 KRCC News. A court document says a man accused of starting the spring fire in southern Colorado acknowledged building a fire on land where he has been living, but said he made sure it was out. The document says 52-year-old Jesper Jorgensen, who is from Denmark, is scheduled to appear in court today. The spring fire has destroyed more than 100 homes and, as of last night, had burned nearly 94 square miles. Colorado gubernatorial candidate Jared Polis has named former state lawmaker Diane Primavera as his running mate. Polis, a Democrat, announced his selection yesterday in an interview with the Associated Press. Republican Walker Stapleton has not yet announced a running mate. The 4th of July is often synonymous with fireworks, but with the increasingly dry, windy conditions, many cities in southern Colorado are foregoing the tradition. That includes canceled displays in Cripple Creek, Palmer Lake, and Canyon City, just to name a few. Colorado Springs Fire Captain Brian Vaughn says that while some cities, including Colorado Springs and Pueblo, are still planning to set off fireworks, it's illegal for private residents.
It is against the law to possess, purchase, or ignite, shoot off any fireworks in the city or El Paso County this year.
In areas where firework displays are still on, Vaughn says there are a lot of safety measures in place. If winds are over 15 miles per hour, the show may be canceled. The displays are also typically over irrigated short grasses. Stringent fire restrictions are in effect for Colorado Springs, Monument, Fountain, Manitou, and all of Teller County, among other places. This is 91.5 KRCC News.